Now, I held her hand and brought her into the studio. Here is Ghazala. Please introduce yourself and tell me why you're stood behind a desk in the concourse.
Right, wonderful to be here. Thank you. So good afternoon, everybody. My name's Ghazala and I work with the Answer Cancer Programme. So the Answer Cancer Programme is the working name for the Greater Manchester Cancer Screening Engagement Programme. So it's a voluntary sector partnership and we're working to improve cancer awareness and increase the uptake of cancer screening across Greater Manchester. So today I was here supporting Cancer Research UK with their pop-up stall. And what we were doing today is just raising awareness about the three NHS cancer screening programmes and trying to encourage people to participate when they're invited. So you have your bowel screening, you have your breast screening, and you have your cervical screening. So there are three NHS screening programmes currently running. And what we do is we try to raise awareness about some of the signs and symptoms associated with those cancers, and also really encourage people to attend their appointments. Now, obviously, the different screening programmes are very different. You have your breast screening, where women are invited when they're over the age of 50, to have a breast mammogram, and that's normally done in the local area, and you know, we're here to sort of give people that little bit of comfort and advice on what to expect when they go for their mammogram, and to just really encourage people to attend, because the idea is that early detection of any cancer may help to get it treated, and to sort of pick up those some cancers even before they
that's the problem, isn't it, making sure it is picked up early, because then the outcome is more likely to be successful.
Absolutely, and that's the real aim, really, is that you know, detecting cancer at its early stages, and sometimes, like I said, before it even has a chance to develop, you know, gives you that chance to have those extended years of life. And who wouldn't want to have that extra time with their loved ones and their families, etc. So that's, you've got your breast one, which starts from the age of 50. And then you have your bowel screening, which formerly used to start from the age of 60, but they've just recently reduced the age to 50 in Greater Manchester. And that happens in the way of a kit, which comes to you out in the post. You're sent it automatically. It's almost like a birthday gift you turn 50.
Mine's in a week and a bit.
So that comes every 2 years. And what they're after is just a tiny poo sample. It comes with the full instructions with the kit, and it just goes back in a prepaid free envelope, and you just post it in any of your red post boxes, and then within a couple of weeks you get the test results back. And what that test is doing is it's just looking for any early signs of blood in your poo, which may be an indicator of bowel cancer. If it comes back positive, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have bowel cancer. It just means they've detected this blood and they need to do further investigations. So we don't like to sort of over worry people at those early stages,
And because the traces might not be visible.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, people are aware that you always check. Have a look in the toilet, just see if there's anything untoward down there, and then carry on.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that people have said to me over time is that they struggle with using it.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite easy with a little bit of tissue paper and a bit of common sense.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. And you don't need a lot of a sample.
That's absolutely correct. And the sort of advice that we give is this: if you get yourself an old plastic container or tub, pop that into the toilet and put some toilet tissue into that tub, do your business, and then you can quite easily sort of lift the tub up, get your sample, and it is just a tiny sample which is required now. The kit at the moment now is quite different to one that came many years ago, where it almost needed a scoop of
I was going to say it's more like a shovel.
No longer tiny amount, and then, you know, it just goes back into the dial that it comes with, and you seal it until it's clicked. You pop your date on there, and then you pop it into the envelope.
And you don't have to touch the sample, that's the thing. And most people, because of the hot weather, we'll have lots of empty tubs of ice cream floating around. Yep. So maybe keep one to one side if you're coming up to your 50th birthday, or maybe think you might be due one. Just store it somewhere, and there you go.
Great tip.
And the last one.
The last one is the cervical screening, which is often called a smear test as well, and that's offered to women and anyone with a cervix age between the age of 25 and 64. So with this one, you will get an invitation letter or a text message from your GP, and you're just required to call your GP practice up and to book an appointment there. And it's normally carried out by your practice nurse, normally a female. If you know that at your GP practice there's a male nurse, you can always request a female nurse if that's what you're more comfortable with. For anybody that's like overly concerned, they can always you know, ask for a longer appointment if you have any particular health issues or concerns. But again, it's, you know, we highly recommend that you do, you know, go for that appointment and get it booked in, and don't ignore your text messages. You will get reminders, but, you know, do get that booked in. And we understand that it's not easy, you know, getting through to your GP practice at all times, at the best of times. But, you know, we do encourage people to
persevere,
be persistent. And, you know, you've got your right to have these appointments and these checks, and, you know, do take advantage of them.
Because it's your health.
Absolutely. We've got to take control of our own health. And at the same time, it's just sort of being aware of your own body as well. Knowing some of the signs and symptoms that are associated with these cancers. And if you do notice any of these symptoms, you want to just contact your GP and get yourself checked out. Don't be waiting for your screening appointment. If you do feel that you're having certain symptoms, contact your GP and get them checked out. And you can go onto our Answer Cancer GM website. We have lots of information there as well. And also, we work a lot with communities, and we're always willing to come along. We provide sort of offer to do stalls, information stalls at community events. And we can also offer to do awareness sessions. So we can do that with staff. We can do that with community groups as well. So you can always just, contact Answer Cancer GM. And, you know, drop us an email if you'd like us to come and visit your organisation to talk about it in a little bit more detail, where we do actually discuss some of the signs and symptoms as well. We'd be happy to do that. We've got a team across Greater Manchester. We cover areas like Bolton, Tameside. You've got Manchester Central, North, South, Salford. So do reach out if you're interested in taking up one of our offers.
And while you're getting pen and paper, because we'll do the contact shortly, we've got an event at the Lifestyle Centre on the 29th of August.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
Starts at 3:00. Will you have a stall there?
I've been looking into that. I have been invited to have a stall there, so I'll be getting that booked in.
Good. And the final point on availability, where is your Maker's Market? It's on the first Saturday of every month. Mm-hmm. They have one or two community stalls readily available. And after our chat, I'll give you the details. But I strongly recommend that people listening to the show, if you're involved in a community group, please contact Within Your Maker's Market. They're on Facebook. Give them a message. And they're only too willing to let you have a stall free of charge. And in this day and age, that's very important. Now, contact details again, please.
Okay, so we've got our website, which is www.answercancergm.org.uk. And from there, you will get our social media handles as well. So we're on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook as well.
And of course, Twitter is now X.
X, sorry, yes.
Yes, I keep forgetting that as well. I can't keep up with the names.
Yes.
Everything changes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ghazala. That's been very informative. Thank you for coming into the studio. That was much appreciated.
Thank you for inviting us. It's been a pleasure.